I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
So, listen, Lou. Sometimes, we're new to all of this.
We're quite new to all this. We're very media untrained.
I'd agree.
One would say.
Now, what did we have yesterday?
Yesterday, Jarchi and I got asked to do a news article for a big reputable news company, newspaper, online, everything. And we thought, this is fucking awesome. Like, how cool that someone wants to interview us for our Little Baby We Mean Well podcast.
Pretty last minute.
Yep, very last minute.
It turns out we weren't flat out. We had time. We could meet up.
We could just squeeze it in the Rose Bay Park. There wasn't much space in our day, but we thought, you know what? We should do this.
We'll squeeze it in. We're pretty flat out.
We can scratch a sauna ice bar to squeeze this in.
So, did it literally yesterday, Arvo. She's come out this morning. Quick turnaround.
Very quick turnaround.
Now, what was the first line in the article, though?
So, Jarch is asleep at this point. I get the article being like, hey, guys, I hope all good. The first line says, Jarch and Lou met on a dating app about a year and a half ago.
I was like, what the fuck? So, when we're doing this interview...
Like, full-blown taking the piss. Like
he literally said, I've done this joke probably a million times.
We've also done it on the podcast a million times.
Correct. So he goes, where did you guys meet? I said, I think it was Tinder. Oh, no, it was Grindr.
Yeah, then
we met on Grindr.
I go, yeah, it was Grindr. Oh, yes, that's right.
I said, I'd made a joke when we said Grindr, where I was like, yeah, I think Lou dressed herself up to look like a man, and that's how she got me. She catfished me into thinking she was a bloke.
And then we both...
It is so clearly a fucking joke.
We started pissing ourselves after it.
And then we said, probably like, no, like we actually met by...
Yeah, we've got same mutual friends.
Then we told
friends.
The yarn.
We've got same mutual friends and then we bumped into each other.
We spun the whole fucking proper yarn. Read the first fucking line.
Best mates, Louisa, Lou Daldin, and Jack Archdale, met while swiping on a dating app. And now, over a year and a half later, host one of the country's top podcasts, We Mean Well. So which dating app was it again, Jack?
Tinder or Grindr? Please also keep in mind, bedwetters, I'd love you to keep this in mind. Bloke interviewing us, look, lovely guy. Self-professed fan of the podcast.
Bedwetter.
Listens a lot. Also asked me about my engagement, not two questions afterwards.
And in the article, the next photo is Steph and Jarch engaged.
So I'm thinking...
It's like, where's the timeline add up here?
So yeah, Blue was like, hey, just a quick thing. The dating thing, that's obviously factually inaccurate. There was a joke. We were clearly joking. He was like, sorry, she's already printed. It's out.
It's in the newspaper.
Oh, perfect.
It's in the newspaper. And then he goes, we can take it off online. I was like, yeah, sweet. Dior just pops it up online. Still there. Still there, champion.
Hey, tell you who's not going to be stoked about that first line. My fiance.
I'd say perhaps hide that article from Steph for as long as you can.
She'd be like, how did you...
Also, how that's how you and Lou met. I'm so surprised.
Right. It was Grindr.
Yes.
So that's how our morning started.
Yep.
Mate, appreciate the interview. Maybe if we do an interview again,
we could
next time we're going to have to fucking clearly make out which are jokes and which are a serious conversation.
Factually accurate.
Factually accurate. Uh-huh. Anyway, are you still on Tinder?
No.
Right.
Grindr, though.
Grindr. You're still on Grindr.
Yes. Are you?
Same. Yeah, same.
Yes, cool. Perfect.
That's how I'm literally doing
well, another. Well, that's how we met.
I'm doing another podcast and I just met a... Met a bloke on Grindr. That's that we've, so we've
and it's you and Dior in her.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, cool. We've discussed. Yeah.
Well, ask if he wants to write an article on that.
Yeah, mate. We're actually, I'm doing another podcast. If you want to do an article on that, drop in. And because we met on dating apps.
Please. Nah, he was actually such a sweet guy.
He was.
It's a good article besides from the dating.
Yeah.
It says some nice things.
Yeah, no, I dig it.
My favourite line is, I usually drive Lou to the studio. We'll be in the car and she'll be like, I have a good yarn. Usually something that'll be like, I nearly tripped on an escalator. Not that fucking enticing. And Archdale I like how joked. That says, Archdale joked.
So, that joke was crystal.
Perhaps the...
But that was a fact. That was a fact.
Perhaps the dating one could have said, Archdale joked.
Yeah, if we could just check an Archdale joked, but after that one, that'd be ideal.
Perhaps if you could just move the Archdale joked up the top of the page where it says we met on a dating app and just put Archdale joke.
Do you know what I was conscious of when we were yarning? He's like, so, you know, you're telling all these yarns on the podcast, blah, blah, blah. He's like, are they all true?
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, of course. But I'm like, you know, it's a podcast. As Australians, I think as Australians, you add a bit of mayo.
Yeah.
There's a bit of mayo.
I knew as soon as you said that, that would be it.
I actually was conscious of, I was like, imagine if he writes up, everything that they say is a fucking lie.
Everything has mayo on it. They are full of shit.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
They don't mean well.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, yes, I should have said.
The thing is, though, actually all of our stories are legit.
Of course they are.
Like, we're not telling any fibby wibbies.
Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. If you were adding mayo to your stories, it'd be a real worry.
Why?
Well, imagine if, you know, the story about you nearly getting a train. Like, if there was mayo added to that, like, what's the real yarn?
Well, at the time, I had three sausages.
There's mayo, imagine if it was two sausages and you've added mayo by adding three.
God, they were good sausages. Bedwinners, if you didn't know, there was definitely a pork and fennel one in there. I think there was chicken and rosemary. And I can't remember what was with beef, but it was phenomenal.
She's added mayo. I know for a fact there was no rosemary in that chicken.
Well, there was. Call the butcher. Get him up, Dior.
Anyway, nothing better than a little morning stitch up.
I can't wait for the bedwetters to see it, though, and be like, ha!
I will post it. We'll post it on WeMe, we'll obviously.
The bedwetters are going to piss themselves at the photo shoot. Like, we were just so awkward. This is one photo where Jarch just, like, lifted me up and I'm like, woo! And Jarch has got his muscles up. You know what that's perfect for? That would look good on a dating app. Add that to your prof.
Prof that up.
If anyone wants to borrow that for their prof, prof it on up.
Oi, do you want to hear a quick yarn, which is, hold on. But thank you, Tyson, for doing the interview.
Yeah, thanks.
It was really fun. Sorry, my brain just went everywhere, me and mine's now. So my mate Knuckles texts me the other day. He's like, Breadsticks, he's like, were you in fucking Queensland for New Year's? And I'm like, nah, mate, nah. I was in fucking Sydney for New Year's. I wasn't in Queensland. And he goes, I fucking knew it. And he texts me and he's like, there's this shindig and he's like, there's this bloke at this party walking around pretending to be you.
Bullshit. That's like how a stripper pretended to be me.
Correct.
Now you got someone impersonating you at a party.
Yeah, and they were saying, yeah, Jarch was at this party. Knuckles going, he fucking wasn't. Bullshit. Because it would have been fucking rude if I had like text him, you know what I mean? And he's like, so he texts me, and it's apparently there's some cunt walking around fucking.
With no chin?
He would have had to have been chinless or had a tremendous beard.
I wouldn't call it tremendous. Well, I'd just call it a beard.
Well, okay. Well,
it's graying.
I mean, I've already.
It's very grey.
Well, mama, I'm going grey.
You are. You're closer to 40 than you are 30.
Factually inaccurate.
Well,
you heard me say something similar yesterday, and now you've brought it back. That's exactly what you've done. You've heard me crack a joke like that yesterday.
That always you say something, and then I'll like go off with it.
Yeah, you're saying fuck the cotton now.
I know.
Which is awesome.
I literally texted it to 10-day date and said fuck the cotton. And then I was like, whoa, that's in my vocab now.
And then she texts me and she's like, hey, I just need to check something. Am I using this? Right, like it's fucked up that I'm even using this, but it just means like fuck it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, fuck the cotton. It just means like, oh, should we go get? Oh, should we have bloody go to the beach or should we go to the pub? It's like, ah, fuck the cotton. We'll go to the pub.
Yeah.
Why bother?
Soon I'll be saying it's not in my wheelhouse.
You have
a couple times
said that.
What's the other one that you What's that one where it's like you say I'd eat a dead carcass of a duck?
No.
You know the one I mean?
No, it's either I'd eat the ass out of a low-flying duck or I'd eat the muru out of a low-flying ooyah.
10-day date sees those. Is that a country thing?
I think it's maybe an Australian thing.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think probably more a country thing.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'd eat the ass out of a low-flying, because if you're so hungry, if a duck was flying real low, you go this.
Well, I love Peking duck pancakes.
You could have Peking duck ass cakes if you're that hungry.
I prefer it cooked.
Yeah, but if you were so hungry.
Ducks are
Oh, here we go.
No, but it's sad because, like, whenever I see a duckling, I'm like, fuck, they're cute. Like, if I could take one, I would. But once you take one, it can't go back to its mum ever. But it's a cute animal to be eating. Well, I guess it's similar to I love lambs.
But they're dead ducklings. But you're not eating a lamb, are you? You're not eating a little baby lamb.
I know, but they're eventually what you're eating.
Yeah. But it's like you wouldn't eat a baby, but you'd eat a fully grown human.
Correct.
You know, you've thought about it like that.
How do you, like, do they sell kangaroo meat overseas or is that just here?
I dare say they probably would.
Because it's very lean. I've heard it's leaner than a Turk meat. Turkey.
Yeah, I understood. No, I got that reference.
Not a Turkish kebab, the Turk.
No, I understood. Okay, understood.
Just double checking.
No, I did understand it. It is a lean meat. It is a lean. It's a wormy meat. So you probably like wouldn't want to fucking go out and shoot a kangaroo and then just eat it.
What do you mean?
You feed it to your dogs, like the legs to your dogs.
Like full of worms.
Yeah, it's a wormy meat. So
like worms, like the ones you get in your bum, or like,
well, a lot of there's parasites fucking everywhere. You know, and it's just a wormy meat. That's why they farm the kangaroo you get in the supermarket is like farmed and it's good and it's fine. But wild kangaroo, if you were to go and shoot a kangaroo and, you know, you probably wouldn't want to eat it.
Yeah.
That's why you cut the legs off and just feed them to your dogs.
I'm just thinking of Kangaroo Jack now. And him going, doof. You know, hand punches everyone. Great film.
One of Australia's best. I believe it's an American film.
Okay. One of America's best.
Well, it wouldn't be one of Australia's best. One of Australia's best would be Crocodile Dundee.
Oh.
Well, were you going to say that?
The Castle.
Yeah, I mean, that's also. But
Shot
I think,
Dale.
Isn't Croc Dundee still
Tell him he's dreaming.
Isn't Croc Dundee still the highest grossing independent film of all time, Dior? Can we Dior that?
In Australia or ever?
Of all time.
Fuck off.
It made like $330 million.
Fuck off.
What?
No, that could not, like, think of The Gentleman.
Independent film.
Yeah.
What? Think of The Gentleman.
What do you mean?
The Gentleman isn't one of the highest grossing.
It would be. That's a great film.
It is one of my favourite films. But
it's my favourite film.
But it's not up. I don't think The Gentleman's known as being the box office juggernaut of all time.
What about, like, Inglourious Basterds? Titanic?
There we go. Now we're getting. But think about the Avengers and shit.
What do you mean by as in not Roadshow, not Paramount Plus?
It's an Paramount Plus. Oh fuck me.
I'm tired. I've been up since 5.
And this bloke had the audacity to say that we met on a dating app. We would have ever dated.
You would have swiped no. Yeah, Dior, tell us if it's the most independent grossing film of all time.
So it's...
has it been pipped?
It's the highest grossing Australian film at the worldwide box office.
Yep.
It grossed about $328 million.
330
or something. But it doesn't crack the top 50 highest grossing independent films.
What?
What about The Gentleman?
I don't
know. Dior, that.
Hold on.
The highest grossing independent... Well, do you want to guess what the highest grossing independent film is?
Paranormal Activity.
No.
Titanic. No, actually, because that was years ago.
Independence.
Oh, what's that one where they eat each other's ass? The Human Centipede?
No, it's actually another Australian film, but not really Australian. I didn't kind of pick it as an Australian film.
Oh, The Dry with Eric Banner.
Nah. It grossed $611 million worldwide. The main... actor and I think the guy who directed it or wrote
Avatar.
It is a like pretty well known racist dude.
Oh. Adolf Hitler?
the Mein Kampf film version. Passion of the Christ.
Oh, what?
Yeah, highest grossing independent film.
Right.
I've never heard of that movie.
Mel Gibson, Passion of the Christ.
The Jesus one.
What second?
What's happened to Mel Gibson?
He's still around?
He's still around, yeah.
What movie's he been in lately, Dior?
He's been in a few.
Yeah.
He did Hacksaw Ridge a few years ago with Buddy.
We mean well, movie edition.
Yeah. Dude, I could have sworn that fucking Paul Hogan was going about saying that it's the highest grossing independent film of all time for a long time.
Well, it might have changed last Passion year.
Yeah.
Maybe when I thought Paul Hogan was Hulk Hogan, the guy with the moustache, with the handlebars.
Yeah.
It might have been at the time because on this top 50 list, it doesn't look like there's any that came out before Crocodile Dundee.
Let him finish that sentence.
Sorry, I just must know about The Gentleman. Yes.
Do you want me to find out how much it grossed?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's guess.
I'm going $790 million.
Mm. I'm going 450.
$113 million.
Fair dinkum.
Yep.
The Gentleman.
At the worldwide box office, yep.
What? That's the best movie in the entire world.
It is a fucking tremendous
picture
film.
Every single actor in that is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. 113 surprises me. What was the budget?
The budget was...
30.
Hang on. The second highest independent grossing film. Budget was $22 million.
You reckon this is fucking boring for everyone?
I don't know.
I like it. The second highest independent
Burmo's
film.
Over there. Is this fucking boring?
Yeah. Second highest?
The Untouchables.
Oh, the fucking French fella.
Yeah, the Sandra French Bullock. One. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the
blind
side.
No, not with
side.
Sandra Bullock. The blind side. Did you say the blind guy?
She said the blinding side. I will start. This is the second one back, and I'm already about to start swinging.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Is it? Look, let's just go back to the moment we met on the dating app. When times were simpler.
I just was like, should I give this dude a super like? But I was like, looks like that guy has really long hair under that short, spiky, blonde-tipped wig. And you did. You turned out to be a female.
Hey, I've got to tell a story that.
Oh, fuck.
No, it's not to do with the. It's a good one. You were involved in it.
Oh, shit.
This is when Jarch, I wrote it down because, fuck me, it was funny. Jarch and I were at the Club Alley Hotel maybe like 2 weeks ago. Bump into Jarch's friends. Like, good friends of Jarch's. Like you'd catch up with them quite often.
We went to uni together.
There you go.
Yeah, old friends.
And
known them for 15 years.
They had a little baby, and I go, oh, she's so cute, and sort of like touch her feet or whatever. And then I hear Jarch go, oh, he's so cute. So I copied him, and then I go, oh, he's adorable. Look at him. And then Jarch goes, hey, little guy. Hey, little fella. How are you, little boy? Grabbing his feet. Like every man version you could say, Jarch said it. And then the mum goes, oh, it's actually a girl. It's Tali. So I literally copied him and be like, oh, fuck, it must be a little boy. Hey, little guy. Hey, little man. Hey, little boy.
That's probably something I should have known.
Hey, little masculine boy.
I couldn't have used any more masculine terms. I'm like, you're going to be a big old rugby playing son of a gun.
Who's going to play NRL?
Who's already got some big old traps on him?
You've been working on those with some dumbbells, big old boy.
You'll be hunting pigs in no time, you little bloody rooster. Hey?
You've known them for 15 years.
Bet you're hung like a horse, just like your old man. You'll take after your old man. You will, son. Hey, Tiger, you're a bloody rooster. That's actually our daughter, Tali. Perfect. Okay. And then they went and sat down. And we just sat there and Lou was just streaming.
Like full tears. We were crying.
And
like
I was just sitting there just shaking my head.
A solid 15 minutes. We'd just be in silence and then just start pissing ourselves again.
Lou just kept saying, she's like, you couldn't have used any more terms to describe a male.
Hey, little guy. Hey, little champion. Hey, little boy.
It was fucked. But I mean, a lot of ambiguity surrounding kids. You know, it's tough to tell sometimes.
I didn't have hair until I was two. People thought I was a boy. They'd be
really?
Like, oh, look at him. Little cute little boy.
Lewis. What would your name have been if you were a boy?
I was going to be Fred. But I think Franco told me that as a joke. But if I was a girl, I was going to be Rosanna.
You are a girl and you were a Louisa.
Oh, sorry.
So that makes zero fucking sense because, hey, kid, you were born a female. And they called you Louisa.
If I was a girl.
If I was a girl, they were going to call me. What was it?
Rosanna.
Well, you are a girl. And they called you Louisa.
No, it was between Louisa and Rosanna because Louisa is my nonno, granddad's sister.
She is dead.
Nonna was dead and so was Nonna.
Okay, got you.
And so was Louisa. Not me. I'm alive. The one I was named after. And she is a woman. And I'm a woman. A
lot in common.
But I was going to be Rosanna. It was Louisa or Rosanna. What were you going to be?
I think, Mum's told us before, but I think that if I was going to be a girl, I think they were going to call me, I think it was Rose. Not far off Rosanna. Don't scrunch your fucking face,
sorry,
bitch. Because that's quite close to Rosanna. You just added Anna
but
onto
just
Rose.
You just as a Rose Archdale. Oh, Rose Archdale.
I'm not a fan of it personally.
I don't mind it, Rosie. Rosie
Archdale. Yeah, okay, Rosie. No, I like Rosie.
Yeah, little Rosie Archdale.
But I can't remember which one, whether that was me or whether that was one.
And what were you going to be if you were a boy?
I think it was Fred.
Oh, well, there you go.
Which is
our
weird.
Parents must have coerced. Well, that's a big word. Coerced.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Kids been learning.
Rolled off the tongue.
Not the right word, I don't think. Oh.
This is a tough podcast.
Hey, what, can I ask a question?
No.
Yeah.
We're nearly done, deal?
Yeah, well, we go.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
No, what? Yeah, I'd love you to ask a question, please. That's what this podcast is all about.
My little brother Hen texted me the other day, and he goes, cheers to the shout out on the podcast, Bruce. And I'm like, what shout out did I was like, fuck. I was like, what did I say now, mate? And he's like, no, you just said some stuff about how you were proud of me and shit.
When was that? Was that the...
He's like...
Was that when we called your dad? It was.
Yeah, that was
remember
that
you were saying how, like... You were, I think you were saying how proud of them we called your dad, and he said, get out of here.
Oh, is that
dad.
When it was? Because I couldn't remember it. I was like, fuck, what did I say now? And he goes, that you were very proud of me, and I'm a good person, and it was fucking gross. And I was like, fuck.
I love
that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's because you're not used to saying nice things.
No.
You'd remember if you said something mean.
Don't know about that. Got a bone to pick with you.
Mm-mm.
I got
a bone to pick with you. You slipped through your alarms and you were late.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, what about how I tell the guys they like start at 9 o'clock? They're like, the boys have got a meeting at 10, so. Oh, it's at 10:30. Well, turns out we didn't need to do that. So I was like, no, let's get there at 8:30, guys. Like, fucking let's not rush the podcast because there's a meeting. I'm like, let's just get there at 8:30 so we got time. I wake up this morning, sunlight through the... I slept in the man cave because it was too hot last night. Fucking wake up, sunlight through the bloody skylights. I'm like, what time is it? Check my Apple Watch, no battery. I go, oop, get the phone, no battery. And I'm like, oh my God, run downstairs and I'm looking for something with the fucking time and I'm like, what time is it? Click on the Steph's computer and it was 8:03 and I told everyone like, guys, 8:30, let's get there on the dot.
Come on,
let's
guys.
Fucking like,
let's be professional.
Let's pull it together.
You know, we don't want to put out a shit product.
I was like, yeah, we don't want to rush the product. Like,
you know, we just want to put out a good product.
Then I'm like, you fucking dickhead.
So I just live without you.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I fucking cooked it, so I apologise to the crew.
It's
got
so
here
fine.
At about 8:40.
We don't mind. I'd love to know what bone you got to pick with the big dog LDD, though.
So I bump into a bloke at the gym yesterday. I bump into the bloke at the gym. He's like, mate, big fan of the potty. Serves you at your local bottle-o. Works at your local bottle-o.
Bin!
Bin.
Yes, yeah, that's the one who gave me the dissy.
Yes, discount.
Yeah.
Bin, all right? Bump into Bin. We haven't met yet. He's like, Bruss.
Great bloke.
Lovely guy. Now, he has a bit of tea for me. Lulu loves her Pilates. Loves her Pilates. Got a Pilates class. I can't make it. I've got Pilates at 3. Sorry, not going to be able to do that. Got my Pilates. Ben's sister is in your Pilates class. She observes you from afar.
Oh, no.
Lulu goes to her Pilates classes that are so important to Lulu. Loves her Pilates. Leaves early nearly every time. She's observed you leaving early from the class every time.
Not early.
You nodded.
She's right because I don't like to lay there and do the like savasana. You know, you go like lay there and be like, Zen, come back to your body. I've got shit to do. So I wipe my little thing down and I fuck off. I'd love to know what Ben's sister looks like because I'm coming for your uppercut, hook, jab, cross.
I respect you. I can't do that.
Really?
I feel rude.
Look, don't get me wrong. Not every time, but like quite often.
She says a lot. She says a lot.
Well, I can't lie then.
Ben's sister says you leave early a lot.
Okay. So I'm known to leave.
You're known to leave early.
I'm not going to. I'm never going to again. I've been called out.
You've been called out. Yeah, of course, because next time, just know that if you start to wipe down your mat, you'll hear a little snicker from the corner.
No, I'm going to walk in and go, right, which one of you fuckers is Ben's sister? Stand up. I'm coming over. I've got 2 knuckles here.
2 knuckles, not 10.
Yeah. No, I agree. I can't help it because usually what I do is I'll book Pilates and then I'll book like I'd get the LED light because they're quite close to each other.
Of course.
I'm flat out. So I've got to get in the car.
Darling.
I've got to get an Alfonso immediately to zoom up to get the LED light.
Oh, and what happens if you don't get that LED?
I wouldn't look like this.
You wouldn't look shocking.
Don't you fucking say those words.
I'm so sorry. We have been through a lot this morning.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot.
But yeah, Ben's sister, you've called me out and I won't be leaving anymore.
What bone did you... Oh, you had to pick the bone that I was late this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Lou, what happened to you being so into your meditation and all that stuff?
I'd meditate on my own.
Yeah, hold on, true.
I'd meditate on my own. I don't need a savasana with the crowd.
What is savasana?
Well, like, you just lay down and it's like
Shavasana. Yeah, it's like
you put
the end
your
of
hand
yoga
on your
or
heart
Pilates.
And it's like bring your body back to yourself. I'm like, I'm here to work out. If I wanted to Shavasana, I'd go to yoga.
It's essentially just meditation.
Like, Judge, last night I had a sauna on my own, put on a Joe Dispenza meditation for 16 minutes and zenned out and sweated my soul out.
Where'd your sauna? Where'd you go to have a sauna?
Just a place in Rose Bay.
Whereabouts? Close to your house?
Right underneath, actually.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's underneath my house.
What? A business has opened up.
My own business.
You have a sauna business?
Yeah.
How much do you charge people to come in and use it?
It's a generosity thing. You could come over whenever you wanted if you wanted to borrow my business.
Hold on. So you're not making any money from it. You haven't advertised it. So, hold on. Are you telling me you own your very own personal sauna? Is that basically what?
Yeah, you're quite right.
Right. So I just needed to
clarify
that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So you were at your own personal sauna.
Yeah.
Man, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's living, isn't it?
Hey, who's come over to use it before, you piece of shit?
Me.
And who's me?
Daddy.
And who's daddy?
I'm daddy, by the way.
Dotheth loved the sauna.
Doth
didn't
loved
you? The aren't sauna. You a little sauna boy?
I am a little sauna boy. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. Fucking, Lulu, I've got a couple of characters for you that I'd love to.
You're going to say, I've got another bone to pick with you. What's Ben's sister seeing me do now? Fucking hell.
She also said you were kicking a child down the street.
She also said that you started to take the Pilates class yourself because you didn't like the moves you were doing.
You were screaming at the instructor saying, don't you know who I am? I don't need to stay for Shavasana. You were.
Savasana.
Thank you. Savasana to you as well. Now.
Oi, but wait, one thing. If you want to get a little, we meme up. No, actually, not for all the pit winners, but I'll tell you where Ben works, which alcohol shop.
Yeah.
Because that's the one who gave me a little dizzy.
Well, mate, okay.
That's when I walked in.
Will that get Ben in trouble?
I didn't name who Ben is. No, there could be plenty of Bens who work at plenty of alcohol shops in Sydney.
Wait, weren't you about to name the alcohol shop specifically?
No, I was going to tell you off air. Oh. The alcohol shop was in Erskineville.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that one in Erskineville.
And then there's another one of it in Penrith.
I'm surprised you know where Erskineville is.
Get fucked, Dior.
Okie dokie, smoky chokey. Now, I've got a few characters for you I want to do.
Okay, it's been a while.
Just for shits.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just thought, kick it off. The bedwetters probably missed your characters.
We did a few the other night when we were out.
Who?
You and I.
When?
Remember we were doing Tommy at
Public Bar? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
You were doing, right, Linda. You were doing Alfie.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that.
And you were going.
Very drunk.
And everyone was going, it's shocking. And I was going, it's not.
Yeah, actually, that was a great thing. Lou was trying to do her characters and then there was a consensus. There was a fucking group of people standing around going, Lulu, she's not good. So it was nice, I think, for you to hear that from not just me.
Yeah.
But a group of your peers, a jury.
It
was.
It was.
Yeah, it was fucking good. Get into each character. Lulu, you're Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, and you get to the top of the beanstalk. Turns out you're not scared of this giant. You're scarily attracted to him. Proceed. And hold on.
Action. I've made it to the top of the stalk. To the top of the bean. Oh, no. There's a big giant. Oh, shit. He's coming towards me. Hang on. Have I matched with this giant on Tinder? He looks...
According to the Daily Telegraph, you have.
He looks... awfully attracted. I know that I'm not meant to be attracted to a big giant with a axe, but I'm gonna I'm going to ask him on a date. Hey, Mr. Giant.
Why have you gone American?
Hey, Mr. Giant.
Mister.
Hey, Mr. Giant.
What?
I know this is not meant to happen, but I would love to take you and this bean out for dinner.
And this bean? Jesus.
No, the bean I've just climbed.
Oh, my God.
Some people have climbed a few beans in their time. You know what
I've
I
just
mean?
Climbed your stalk. You can have this bean if you like. Flickety flick. It's good stuff. The kids ate. Okay.
Flickety flick.
You're at a party trying to convince people you're a doctor by using big doctor-like words. And action.
You know, it's not too hard being a doctor. You know, obviously you get your doctorate and then you've got the type of doctor you want to be. You got your gynecologist, you got your neurologist, you got your endocrinologist, you got your shoonologist, you got your financeologist, you got your the spectacle that would go in if you were doing, you know, vaginal surgery. It's a very rewarding job, and some would say it's even the most pheromone of them all. A lot of words in that.
It is the most pheromone of them all. No, you're dead right. It is the most pheromone of them all, Lou. Oh, were you a formaldehyde baby?
Is that the right word?
Ah, thalidomide. Okay. Oh, fuck me swinging. Okie doke. Oh, shit, I've done two. You're at a party. You're at a party where you hate everyone. So you greet them with love, but then you say something very badly about them under your breath afterwards.
Okay.
Dastardly. You're a dastardly person.
Okay. Oh, my God, Lisa, babe, come in. That was the ugliest effing dress I've ever seen in my whole entire fucking life. Oh, my God, John. Yes, how's footy going? Yeah, you're still killing it? As if. Shittest kick I've ever fucking seen. Oh, my God, Judge. Beard's looking so good. Oh, fuck, hiding that fucking chin one more time. Like, seriously. Oh, my God, Tony, how are you? Yes, you're in finance still. Oh, dumbest cunt I've ever met. Like, as if he could ever type spreadsheets and numbers. Oh, my God, Sarah. Babe, hair's looking so good. As if you could pull off that bob. Ugh.
Yeah, I like that one. I did like that one. Scarily natural.
Yeah, was it?
Honestly, I think you've
Oops.
Been... I think that's fairly method for you. Okay. I like this one. I was giggling to myself as I wrote it. You're a gremlin. Gnawing on a raw piece of human flesh after a fresh kill. To celebrate the fresh kill, you love to sing your favourite song, the Macarena.
Yum, yum. Forearm. Oh, this is the best little bit of human I've ever eaten.
Go more gremlin-y.
Hey, this is the best little bit more of gremlin-y. Human I've ever eaten.
More.
I want more human. I can't wait for my second kill, but to celebrate, I'll sing my favorite song. Hey, Macarena, one Macarena, Macarena. You just go, more gremlin each time. I'm like,
I just wanted to think of something. That was so fucking stupid. It's the dumbest fucking thing. You're a gremlin singing the Macarena.
Oh, fuck.
Forearm. Oh. Okay, last one.
Oh, we've got one more.
We're two posh. This is a you and me thing.
Okay.
We're two posh English ghosts. You're trying to convince me with reasons as to why you think we should keep haunting this family, but I want to stop.
Okay. Well, Jack, we've lived here for... Jack, we've lived here for years. Why would we ever stop haunting them? This is our house.
No, I just think I'm worried about the children. What?
Well, where else would we live?
you've really got to try and convince me as to reasons.
Well, where else would we live? This is our house. That's your bedroom over there.
Yeah, I think we can live here. I just don't think we should haunt them anymore.
Well, if we're not going to haunt, what are we going to do as guests?
You got to give me reasons. Why do you want to haunt them?
Well, think of that little shit child who, you know, draws all over the bloody walls. Those are our walls.
He's only three.
Well, fuck him. He needs to be haunted. He needs to be taught a lesson, Jack.
What about the wife? She's lovely.
No, she's not. I've seen her many times bitch about her husband to her friends. What an evil woman.
But I also get to see her in the shower.
Well, you can still see her in the shower if we live here and haunt them.
Not if you make them move out. She's a fucking ten.
We're not moving out, and they're not moving out. We keep haunting, and the day will doth continue.
Honestly, I'm sick of looking at 700-year-old tits. It's nice to see 29-year-old tits for a change.
Well, then we must stay and haunt, Jack. Each time I spoke, I just took on your accent even more.
I did notice that.
I told you I'm a good parent.
Well,
I am. We know I am.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sweating.
It is hot in here today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tss, burn.
Oh, fuck me dead.
You want to do a little bit of...
Oh, that's good stuff.
Lulu goes surfing?
That stuff makes me happy.
Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
First one for 2024.
Wow.
There's been a lot of news that's gone on, but I won't be covering any of it. Because we just talk shit.
That's correct.
This first headline reads, footage appears to show woman urinating on the floor of a Melbourne op shop.
For fuck's sake.
So this footage of this woman, she's obviously trying something on in one of the northern suburbs of Melbourne, and there's a shot of her pissing in the corner underneath the, you can just see her feet underneath the, like, curtain. She's just popping a squat.
Well,
I get it, if you got to go, you got to go, but can you wait till you're outside of the op shop?
To be fair, if it was the law of the dogs... She now owns that. She owns that op shop.
You reckon?
That's hers now. She's marked her territory.
We promote all wetting of pants and bedwetting, so I guess we're on board with this woman.
Are we on board with wetting op shops?
People were saying this is fucking disgusting. Should have called the police on her.
Well, shouldn't really be pissing in an op unless you want it to make it your own.
It's not indecent exposure either because she's closed the curtains.
Well, it's public urination though, isn't it, Lou?
Well, it's not because the curtains are closed, Jack.
So you think that if there's a curtain, then it's not public urination. So if I'm pissing...
There's a curtain right there. I might go pub squat.
I'd really prefer you didn't.
Sure.
Yeah, I promise you. I promise you.
Am I allowed to do that, Burmo? Can I pop a squat behind the curtain? HR's in the building. No one said anything.
He's not listening, so it turns out you can do it.
Great.
Pop your squat. Did she get arrested?
No. Nah, because I think it was like someone took the footage and then put it online.
Okay.
So no, Jack, she didn't.
So you can't. So once the footage is online, you cannot get arrested.
Well, I don't think anyone realised who it was.
Right.
The article is from the Perth Now, and it doesn't elaborate on who got arrested.
They should go to feetfinder.com, find someone who's really good at identifying different sets of feet.
Yes.
Maybe that'll help.
Yeah. Do you remember that website, Rate My Poo?
No.
There was a website literally called Rate My Poo and people would upload their poos and people would rate it. The world is a very itch place.
Well, it is, Lou. Society's hanging on by
like,
a fucking
imagine
thread.
You're in the bath and Steve's like, can I come in? You're like, hang on. You got your phone out. Just got to upload something online.
Just done the most triumphant shit.
People comment, wow, Jack, you've nailed this one.
Oats for breakfast?
You're sick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next article reads, cat missing for 7 years found at factory 300 yards from home.
Maybe mum still got hope with Coco.
Yeah, I think so.
Seven years?
Not from what you've told me happens out in the country with shooting the feral cats.
Yeah, but she doesn't look feral and she's got a collar on. But, you know, yeah.
So there's no update on the mystery of Coco?
No.
Even though that man saw Coco, like, jump.
Well, someone might have seen her near the golf course.
Coco,
but you know, 7 years, but she'll probably come back feral.
Coco could have been stolen. Jesse used to disappear all the time and come back.
Yeah.
That was our cat when I was about 5. I used to pull her tail a lot.
Okay. Traumatised the cat.
That's probably why she left.
So you do have sociopathic tendencies, don't you?
Not in a mean way. Just like, come here, Jesse. Like a little yank.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds like you used to torture your animals.
That is not true, Jack. That's not true.
Okay.
I loved Jesse.
Yeah, okay.
It was like you know, you try and cuddle them when you're like a child and you kind of like, yank.
Yeah.
Trying to eat the cat. Trying to eat the cat, didn't you, buddy?
Stephanie Barstow, of
course. Hold on.
What?
What? Run me.
I'm telling you more.
Oh, okay.
That's her name.
But you've started a new fucking thing.
God.
So sorry.
Stephanie of Barstow of Corby, North Hampshire, said her cat, Bangle, the Duke, failed to return home after a fight with his feline sibling, Nero, in January 2017, months after she gave up. And then, would you look at that? The cat had been found 300 yards from home.
300 yards?
How long's that in Ks?
Well, it's not any kilometres. It's less than a kilometre.
How many subway footlongs is that, Jack?
Oh, shit.
Come on.
12.6.
I'm going 30.
Oh.
I'm going 3,000 subways.
I'm going 260.
It's 900.
Fuck.
There's 3 yards in a foot.
3 yards? There's three.
Oh, it's not.
3 feet in a yard.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
you said 3 yards in
no,
a foot.
No, I think I said the right
I
thing.
I think you said 3 yards in a foot.
I actually agree with Judge on this. I
think
you're wrong.
You said 3 yards in a foot.
I'm going to go back and listen to that.
Yeah. Rewind that bitch.
Yep. Agree to disagree.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
It's fine.
900. So 900 subby foots away from house. Cat couldn't get back. Bit of a pathetic cat. But then again, if it's what was the cat's name?
Duke.
Yeah, posh cat. Didn't know how to
fucking. And Duke and Nero.
Well, what kind of factory was it? Does it say?
Was it a mice factory? Yeah. Otherwise, no, one of the cats didn't come back.
I don't know, cardboard box factory?
Was it a milk factory? No, one of the cat didn't go home. They love mice and milk.
No. Okay. It was actually a cat food factory.
Yeah, it was a whiskers factory.
Well, it seems to be an animal. Lulu goes surfing because, would you look at that? There's another headline about
You're
an animal.
You're joking.
Pennsylvania couple left shocked after dog eats $4,000 in cash.
Saw that little fuck.
Your little golden doodle got to work resembling a couple of $150 notes. Toby once ate
a little what? You just said something that Steph called.
Golden doodle.
That's what Steph calls me.
Because you're golden shower and you've got a doodle.
I beg your pardon, so Mrs. Sorry. Cooper's chooks are in your garden.
Excuse me. Fair Cecil the pooch, yeah, ate $4,000 in cash. Toby used to eat Havianas, the thongs.
Really?
The jandals. He ate my friend Kate's once and she was very mad.
I can imagine. Havianas used to be the hot prop.
Toby would just...
$4,000... What the fuck was the fucking money?
And why are you leaving $4,000 around a golden doodle?
Well, what? But what? Why would a dog eat that?
That's what I mean. They like meat and dog food.
Yeah, but it's just,
you know. But cash doesn't seem appealing to the mouth of a golden doodle.
It was a pup.
Seven years old. It knows better. I think it did it on purpose. I think it was fucking with the owners, Clayton and Carrie.
That's Clay.
Oh, hang on. This is the best part of the article. Clayton and Carrie withdrew the cash to reportedly pay the gardeners. Hey, is the gardener's name Pablo Escobar?
Clayton and Carrie.
Because that sounds fishy to me.
Yeah, what were Clayton and Carrie?
That sounds like the gardeners.
You got it.
Cutting some.
You okay?
Some illegal crops. Uh-huh.
Okay. Bit of an anticlimax, but I respect it. I respect the effort.
You got a better one?
I respect the effort. Clayton and Carrie, more like Clayton and Cokey. So that's what I got. It's the best I got today for you.
I like it.
Thanks.
I like it a lot, actually.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Cheers for trimming the hedges. Here's $4,000.
Yeah. Okay, one more. This one's very, it's another. There's another animal one.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
No, I don't want to provide feedback. Camera catches mouse-proud rodent tidying man's shed. 75-year-old Rodney put a little camera in every night since early October. The little mouse is tidying up his shed.
Need context.
He goes, I've got a little box where I've got some nuts in it that
it's just disgusting. And this is published. Children can read this.
Well, I highly doubt children would be reading these articles.
Well, I hope not.
You'd hope not. He said, I've got a little box where I've got some nuts and that I can feed to the birds, and I've got lots of other food in my bins and things. One morning I went in early October and there were no nuts in the little box, and I thought I put nuts in there yesterday. After the nuts disappeared on several occasions, some items started being put in the box.
Oh, there it is.
Look at him.
Look, Dale's got it up.
The little rodent, the little Stuart Little.
What's he doing? Making a little fucking house.
Look, he's putting pigs in there. He's putting pigs, little smart rodent. Who's a little clever mouse?
That was a fucking thing.
Who's a little clever mouse?
What?
You are. He's putting a little plate in there. I think he's making a new home for himself.
But I wonder why he's doing that.
Every night since October. And what are we now? January.
Imagine.
It's like that movie, The Borrowers. You know where they're those little things and they live in the roof and steal everything?
You know what's fucking weird, Lou? I've not thought about The Borrowers for probably 20 years.
It was a great film, wasn't it?
No.
Who did it have?
The TV show.
Dear John Goodman or something.
Had got John Goodman, but the TV show, The Borrowers, with...
No, it was a movie.
No.
It was a movie.
There was a movie in 1997. There was a show from like 91 to 93, 94.
So which came first, the movie or the show?
Well, I guess, Lou, came out in 1997.
The show came first. I didn't hear you say 1991.
Yeah, the show was from 92.
There we go.
It's a great film. Little people.
But I haven't thought about that for 20 years.
Watch it tonight.
I'm halfway through it, darling.
I've had two coffees today. My brain's going 100 miles an hour.
I get a recommended thing. No. Maybe it just came into my brain and I looked up The Borrowers on YouTube, and I've been watching The Borrowers episodes from like 91. It's got fucking the bloke that plays Bilbo Baggins. He died a couple of years ago. What's his name?
Ian Holm?
Ian Holm.
No, he plays Goldemort. I mean, Gandalf.
That's Ian McKellen.
Goldemort.
It's the wrong name and the wrong fucking series.
Goldemort.
Ian Holm said with such confidence, no, he plays Goldemort. Fuck me. Like, what the fuck? Your confidence is astounding.
That would be a great movie, Harry Potter and the bloody Lord of the Rings mixed. I'm going to create a Goldemort.
Goldemort is fucked.
Goldemort goes, you know how hang on. Goldemort goes,
we need to end this.
My precious.
Like, that's what Gollum says.
That's not even what Gandalf says.
But I did it in Voldemort's voice, Jake.
It would be like, you shall not pass in Voldemort's voice. Because that's what Gandalf says.
You
shall not pass.
Fuck it. It's a good character.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You're a good kid.
Anyway, kid, the point of my yarn is that I haven't thought about this for 20 years, was enjoying it in my own time, and then suddenly 2 days later you bring up The Borrowers.
We're the same person.
That is fucking odd.
We're the same person.
But what's Goldemort. So weird, I didn't know that The Borrowers was a movie or a show, but I watched this other one, Arrietty, which is a Studio Ghibli film, which is essentially the same thing.
Really?
About like time. It's like this great Japanese animated film. And it's
Arrietty.
What is it's about Ghibli like movie? Tiny people who live in another family's home and they call themselves borrowers.
Oh, in that show.
Yeah, it's adapted from.
It's a famous cast.
Adapted from
Amy
The Borrowers.
Poehler and Will Arnett. He's funny in Blades of Glory.
True.
Carol
Burnett.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, Toshiro Suzuki.
Adapted you don't know from any the of
these actors. Toshiro Suzuki. He fucking started Suzuki.
No, he didn't.
Well, I mean, you'd have to assume, wouldn't you?
Well, just because he's got... It's like saying that someone with the last name Smith started...
Smith chips.
Granny Smith apples.
They probably
or
did.
Someone with the last name Couch started Couches. The couch.
Couches. Or someone with the last name Dalton is just automatically a fuckwit. Wrecked.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it champion?
I'm happy with it.
I'm not. Well, someone with the last name Tarot Cash started the Tarot Cash suit company.
Well, someone with the last name
Yep, you got it. R.M. Williams. Started R.M. Williams.
Well, I'm just pretty sure Williams. Oh, okay. That's
Someone with the last name Bondi invented Bondi Beach.
or someone with a last name, anal protrusion, or someone with a last name, prolapsed rectum, invented the prolapsed rectal cavity.
Yep.
Someone with the last name.
That's enough. Let's get on the hotline, shall we?
Someone with the last name, thick, plumpy, fat, delicious, plumpy cock. Probably invented the fat, delicious, plumpy, juicy cock.
Are they hereditary?
Like father, like son, they say.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not sure.
Are you happy to not know?
You would have seen more fat, plumpy, delicious cocks than mother.
Well, I actually probably haven't. That's the thing.
That's true. I did go to an all-boys boarding
school.
Yeah,
and you're taking a peep at the urinal.
What? No.
I know you are.
I've talked about etiquette before.
I know there's been a few sly eyes from you.
Oh, a couple of side eyes here and there.
Sometimes you probably couldn't help yourself.
Well, yeah. Well, like, you know, old mate in the bloody change rooms.
Yeah, man dingo.
They fuck me swinging.
Wonder where he is now.
Oh, fuck.
Just being weighed down with just a giant third leg.
Like, if he was ever to get in trouble with the mafia, just know that they wouldn't need to wrap him in cement boots. That thing, it's like an anchor. Like, nah, boys, don't worry about the cement for this bloke. Why not?
Throw him in the ocean.
Hey, Tony, why don't we have to worry about the cement? This guy's got a cock like a fucking Burmese python. He's going to sink to the fucking bottom.
That's very good. He's going to sink to the fucking bottom. Hey, Tony Pepperoni. You want to fucking order a pizza?
Odo.
You want to order a pizza for the mafia? Why am I going like this?
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty.
All right, get on the hotline.
Hotline. The hotline's coming on. We're not cutting it out, kid. Now.
You're a good kid, kid.
You're a kid, kid. Now listen up.
I'm listening.
Let's do a couple of hotties.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. So,
can I hear you? Yeah, you are coming.
You can hear me?
Okie
doke. Three.
Two. One.
Let's go for it.
Aha! Bedwetters! First time cooler, long time listener from the fucking SA here. Hey, I just heard Jarchi drop the knee a couple of days before the end of the year. I, too, pulled the trigger on dropping the knee.
Yes.
I left it till the last hour of the year.
Love that.
But, hey, here we are, engaged. So I just want to say congratulations. Good work. Love your work, guys. And, see you next year.
Well,
hold on. First of all, congratulations. Love that you left it to the last hour. That's some ballsy shit.
Yeah.
He left that.
He said, when did he leave that?
20 minutes ago. So he said, see you next year. We've only just kicked into this one, mate.
It's the 10th.
10th.
Champion.
So, but we will hopefully
see. It's the 11th.
Well, it's the 11th.
I'm so sorry.
The Rolex is half a day.
Guys.
Why do we
still
spend
on Europe time,
no,
are you?
Guys, man? Because look,
why
I didn't
spend all that money?
Guys,
it's going to be off
wear
in a day.
There we go. Now I've changed it. We're okay. Everyone calm down. Guys.
Guys,
it's going to be okay. My God. Okay, we're back.
I'm so sorry you had to see her recalibrate her Rolex, guys. It's just.
So sorry.
Honestly.
We're back.
Those motherfuckers should.
Well, it's because when you don't wear it for 24 hours, it stops. It's like some fucking little mouse runs around and the rotor runs around.
Sounds worth the cash. Now, listen up. What else have we got?
You prepped, have you?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't just choose the last one that had come
through.
Feels
like you did. Champ.
Champion. Let's go with
this one.
This is 15 seconds.
Hi, Naughty Senoritas. It's my birthday. I'm 20. I text you on MeWeMeanWell on Instagram. I expect a reply back ASAP.
Okay,
if
shit.
Not, you're not just bedwetters, you're bedshitters.
Turns out we're a couple of bedshitters.
We're a big old bedshitters. It's hard going through those DMs. Hey, you guys love sliding in. We love it. But it's tough to get through everyone.
Well, yeah. It
so
is.
We're now bedshitters. But happy birthday. You didn't even leave us your name. Happy birthday, sweet angel of the hotline.
When Ben pulled me up yesterday at the bloody gym, and he goes, oh, mate, he said, I sent you a DM about it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, mate, let me just show you something. I pulled out my phone and I showed him my text messages. Now, my texts, I've currently got 1,225 unread texts.
It's disgusting.
So I said, mate, if I've got unread texts, I'm like, how many unread DMs do you think I've got? So I said, I apologize.
I can't even get a hold of you.
Yeah.
And you're my colleague, co-host, friend.
Former dating partner.
Former swiping.
Former
match. Match on Hinge.
Match on Hinge. Grindr. Bumble. Tinder, fucking.
All of them. I think we did match on all five, didn't we?
I think it was all five.
Yes.
Now.
Go on.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, sorry. And we are bedshitters and bed pissers. Yeah. Righto.
Yo, fuckwits. I'm driving. I'm not. Oh, I'm on Bluetooth, so does this fuck you off, Luke?
Yeah.
It's not really in your wheelhouse, is it? Anyway, I'm Ben. I'm actually from the bottle shop, Lou, that you come
get
in.
Get fucked!
Trying to buy grog because you can't stop grogging. Just kidding. Please, keep making us your local bottler.
Holy shit.
Did that just cut out?
Yeah, but hold on. He also told me he left one. Fuck. Oh.
Did he leave one after the day I went there?
Hold on, let me just check my. That is so pissing because I haven't.
Done that twice now.
I haven't prepped. This is random. But
did he say he left on the day that I went there?
I wrote a date down. He gave me a date to find one. I'm going to find this.
The date
23rd, 4 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay.
23rd.
Because I went to the Bottle-O to see him Saturday.
The 23rd.
No. I went Saturday like fucking the 6th.
Like oh.
4 days ago.
Oh. Hold on.
Ben will now be able to piece together the 10-day date.
24.
Because Ben was part of it.
This?
You're not even listening to me. No, you're not. You're a big fuckwit.
Sorry?
Nobody likes you.
Sorry?
You've got no chin.
Oh, my days.
And you're full of acne.
Oh, my days.
And you've got a tiny penis.
Ah, well, we'd... No, that's fucking true.
Well, we would know from our dating app dates.
You're correct. Correct. You're very... very well aware. Now... Ben said he left one on the 23rd at around 4 a.m, but this is, that's 3:24. This is 3:59 a.m. on December the 23rd.
He's not interested.
Well, it doesn't sound like Ben.
That ain't Ben. Now let's try this
one. It sounds like the...
No, Dion doesn't touch it.
Charge you, chinless cunt. What the fuck, bruh? You didn't fucking turn up to the bloody bag green long lights, mate. What the fuck's going on there, son? Help me.
Brockman's shitting all over your splits, bruh. Judge. Bruh. Make hay while the sun shines, bruh. You got to fucking get here to the Bondi Meriton and fucking wrap your ears around some hard.
I don't know who you're fighting in fucking April, but I hope he knocks your fucking chinless fucking ass out.
Oh, he's fighting. Now he is. He's probably fighting you. Now I've ripped in.
Who's Knuckles Jacko, by the way?
That sounds like some great kick-ons.
It does.
4 a.m. on a...
Well, yeah, that would have been
the
kick-ons from the Hello Sport world-famous bag.
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah. That
was. It's a big day for the baggy greens.
That was some boys on the baggy green. Well, Terry tough cunt when you're on the piss and talking through a phone, mate.
Yeah.
Say that shit to me when you're fucking standing in front of me, you dog.
Yeah, I reckon you're about two heads taller than Jacko, so I don't know why he's coming for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know that bloke?
Yeah, he's part of the baggy green 11.
So, Burma, we got a bloke, Jacko, who's having a fucking crack through the airwaves. He's got okay. Couple of beers, Terry tough cunt. Yeah. I get it, Jacko.
Well, give us one more hotline. I'd love to know what Ben wanted to say.
I know, but I can't find it.
Try like find his phone number. If you look at the one he left and then search in the search bar for his phone number.
Not that smart, deal.
I don't have
it. Judge has lost where the
Other one was.
I want my
He
mum.
Doesn't prep.
I want my
Hey,
mum.
How about next week you do a bit of prep, champion?
You know what I will.
We could do one a week where you prep.
I will. I do love hearing them on the fly.
You don't have to do all of them. It may be just like two that you know are crackers.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and then do three that aren't.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Glad that's taken us a year and a half to come to some form of a compromise. Okie doke. Right, okie doke. This one.
G'day, no chin and no tits. How the fuck are ya? No one cares. Happy New Year, bedwetters. Fucking, let's do it. 2024, baby. Ba-boom.
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 Ba-boom. Like, we haven't said that in a while.
Ba-boom.
That was from The Whale. The whale that came up out of the water onto the guy on the kayak and went, ba-bump!
Ba-bump. That was a ripper. Great start to that one.
Oh, well, another day, another dollar.
Another dollar, another day. Hey, we love you, Bedwetters.
I love you guys so much.
Mwah. Now listen up.
Now what? You got nothing else to say.
I just love yous.
I love you guys more. No, I fucking love you. I fucking love you, man. I
fucking love you, mate.
No, we don't
say it enough.
Look, we just got this fucking connection and it's just like...
Oh, Tobbs.
Tobbs, I just walked in and ruined our moment.
Try to fucking make it a bit quieter, mate.
Hey.
Hey.
He's coming with Burmo's coffee.
Oh, he's got Eddie's garage keys.
Jarch knows the pin to the garage and Jarch parks where he wants.
Daddy parks wherever he wants in there now. I got a punch on with
Alfonso has to park on the street and Alfonso deserves the garage.
Actually, what the fuck? I completely forgot I had that code in this new year.
Where'd you park? Where your car belongs.
Half illegally.
Piece of shit.
Half illegally.
It's okay. Now,
so I better go move it. Okay. Bedwetters, we love you.
Love
keep
you
pissing.
Mwah, mwah. Ciao,
Bedwetters
ciao.
For life.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.